It's 9:40 and a lot of excitement building, of course, for Sunday's playoff showdown between the Redskins and the Packers. And some tickets are actually selling for thousands of dollars. And we know one person who is going, but he's going to be rooting for the wrong team. Born and raised in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Politico's president and CEO, Jim Vandehei. He's got tickets and he's joining us now to make what he believes is a clear, logical and dispassionate case for why the Packers will win on Sunday, or so he says, and to present the more probable scenario, a Redskins victory, our own resident Super Skins fan, and my co-anchor Mike Moss. Now, listen, guys, are you both ready for this?
Yes, we are.
All right.
Come on.
There you go, Jim. All right, so each fan will get 45 seconds here to make your case, and when you hear this noise, you'll know your time is up. I get to wear the stripes in this case. And Mr. Vandehei, I think you're going to be first in this scenario. Are you ready?
Heck yes.
Okay. And you've got 45 seconds and go.
It'd be easy to say that the Packers have been playing like crap recently, but they are much, much, much better, more experienced ball club than the Redskins. Aaron Rodgers is, despite not a great season, is one of the two or three best quarterbacks, if not players, in all of the NFL. He's been there and been in more big games, more big situations than all of the Redskins collectively. Our entire offensive line, for the first time, will be together, will be playing, will be at least somewhat healthy. We have a superior running game to the Redskins.
Oh.
And so the Packers, because we have better experience, because we've been in these games before, because we have Aaron Rodgers, should be able to beat a Redskin team that is hot but is inexperienced, does have a quarterback who hasn't had to play in the big games. And for the Packers, God loves the Packers. We're God's team.
God's team. God. Listen, in the spirit of politics, which you cover so closely, and remembering, of course, our good friend Dan Aykroyd at Saturday Night Live, let me begin by saying,
Jane, you ignorant slut.
The Redskins romp in this game. You take a look at all of the statistics in the NFL and the NFC in particular, and they rank number one in so many of the very important offensive categories, including pass completions, time of possession, things the Packers couldn't do in their dreams this year. The Packers have no wide receivers. They got a big, fat running back who you says is better than the Redskins' running back. Let's be honest, that's not true. The defense, while it has some big names like Matthews, is not playing very well. The Redskins are about a team of destiny this year. They have worked together as a team, as one. Their heart beats as one. They will beat the Packers 35-17 on Sunday, and I will gladly take your wonderful food in our bet.
Well, he even put numbers on it, Jim. I mean, come on.
He gets to use a prop for crying out loud.
You could have.
It's like a methodical, intellectual, metrics-based case for victory. His is all about hoping that the Redskins can do something they never can do.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, you know what? He's been around politicians too much. He is spinning this to a fairly well. So what's our bet?
All right, so the bet here, guys, is this. If the Skins lose, not likely, we'll send over some half smokes from Ben's Chili Bowl. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. And when the Packers lose, and you heard the phraseology there, when the Packers lose, Jim, you've got to come by one morning and break out the Foreman Grill and cook us some brats.
Absolutely. You have to call them brats.
Brats. I'm so sorry.
They're brats.
And look at that. My confidence is so high that all you have to do is send something over. I actually have to come over and cook for you guys, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Listen, we don't know how you cook. So.
And while you're here, you need to wear some Redskins gear, okay?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I want to be at least fair to him. That might be a tough thing to do. Jim, I wish you good luck, but I say that with, you know, tongue in cheek.
That'll be a fun game.
And all right, we'll check in with you. Yeah, we'll check in with you Monday morning. All right. Thanks. It's 9:44.